Welcome back to the Traders Network. I'm Michael Yorba, your host. Thanks for joining us. We're also streaming to you live on YorbaMedia.com. My guest this segment is David Katzmeier, creator of Color Rhythms. David, thanks for coming on the show. How are you?
Thanks for having me on, Michael. Glad to be here.
My pleasure. Okay, mutual friend of ours, Norm Winsky, brought you to me. And why don't you give our audience a little idea about the background on what you do, and then we can get right into how you do it.
Thank you very much, Michael. This is basically an internal clockwork of rhythms that I've found to exist inside of any nation, every nation, and in the world community. It begins at the time of birth, a revolution of a country. There is more than one cycle moving. Each cycle affects a different part of society, but they move like clockwork throughout time. If you know where we are at any time, you can plot where we're going.
Now, you've got some history in this field of study. Give our audience a little background on that.
Well, it goes all the way back to 1978 when I first discovered that this is essentially the biorhythms of the United States, if you want to call it that. So I set out to observe the durations and put it against the test of time by observing American history and documenting the changes that I have found in the various aspects and making forecasts. And now, these years later, I've amassed a history section on the blog that shows you where cycles were, what was happening at the time, and the consistency of its predictability.
Okay. Well, talk to us about where we are now and what you think is going to be happening.
Okay. Where we are right now is we've been enjoying something of a high in the United States these past years, despite the world crisis that we're in. However, I just made a contribution to the Yorba blog at yorba.ning.com, yorbatv.ning.com, titled The 28-Year Physical Cycle and the Recession of 2013. I believe that we're headed for trouble beginning spring of next year.
Okay, what kind of trouble?
What I'm seeing here is there's a 28-year cycle that gives us strength in military readiness, the durability of our goods, just basically our industrial output. This expansion and contraction cycle is consistent from the time of the American Revolution. But that high is going to end next year, beginning in spring. And when a cycle ends a high or ends a low, it has to cross a midpoint of crisis. We are due for that for a one-year period of crisis from spring of next year until spring of 2014.
Okay. How do you see that unfolding? I mean, when you say 1 year of crisis, give us some example of some of the telltale signals that we should be looking for prior to this.
Okay. Let's take a look at what happens with what I call the physical cycle crosses either up or down. And examples will explain it better than an abstract. Back in 1999 to 2000, we had this cycle that's now high was crossing up. And that is when the economic bubble burst. Go back before that when this cycle was crossing down. That was in 1985. We became a debtor nation for the first time. We had collapsing land values. Neil Bush got in a lot of trouble for his investments and so forth. So is this consistent? Does it go back every 14 years and have a crisis? Yes. In 1971, we had enormous protests against the war and a huge GM plant strike. Remember, these are physical things. Industrial is physical. Before that, downward crossover. 1957, severe recession. Race riots in Little Rock, Arkansas, precipitating race riots throughout the 1960s. Just a couple of more. 1943, now the cycle's crossing up. And we had race riots again, and the Fed seized the railroads. And finally, one more example, back in 1929, it ended the high that we were in during the Roaring Twenties, when it occurred during one of the only three times in American history that we had two cycles in crisis at the same time, and that was in 1929. And it was predictable.
Okay, so you have this ability to use these cycles to forecast market events, not just sociological patterns. What do you see going forward?
They're inextricable. They're both the same because the market is driven by emotion. And just speaking here in the United States, these tides of time that we're moving in, you've got to realize that we do have a herd mentality, even when we can't see it because we're inside the herd. And what I'm seeing that beginning next year, it's going to be a shakeup on things that we can label as physical, such as steel, such as oil, and notably land values, as if they haven't had enough trouble. And, Michael, when this crisis begins, it's going to start out a 14-year period of a low. And when you go into a low, that's when you enter in a period of reform and review of what's been going on. So we're going to look back, and anything, anybody's getting away with anything right now, look out. The new nostalgia period, the reform period, is going to bring it to you. And I'm pointing the finger mostly at the pharmaceutical companies. They're going to be in trouble.
Okay. Now, what about these other entities that you had mentioned? You're talking about energy, steel, things of that nature. You say a big shakeup. Do you mean a devaluation? In other words, we have a stronger dollar or it's falling prices, or a consolidation of property?
Well, I think that the dollar is going to hold some strength until, you know, relatively until 2017, when the last remaining cycle that I call the intellectual cycle crosses down as well. And it's going to be a long-term slow decline until the next recession of 2020. So this is a macroeconomic view of where we are in the tides of time.
Okay. Tell me about the parallels between humans and nations that you brought up.
We have found that there's an internal clockwork of rhythms, which is no longer considered a theory, but accepted as fact in the medical community. Going back into the 19th century, there were various doctors in Austria and around the world that were finding that we had internal rhythms within us. And when we compare notes, we found that they were coming up with the same durations of a physical, an emotional, and an intellectual cycle that is moving periodically within each of us from the day we're born. So it's a clockwork. Lo and behold, as we make nations, you know, we build in the image of the creator, et cetera, fractal relationship, and our nations are moving with clockworks of rhythms too, as supported by the data in the market and social change.
Okay, what about, you'd mentioned this, what about good and bad days for nations as well as humans?
Good days come when the cycles are high. In the 1960s, we had an emotional peak. We had an intellectual peak. And I think that speaks for itself. But in the late 80s and the 1990s, we had a three-way low. And what do we call that time? Generation X. By the way, the last time we had a three-way low in the cycles, it was during the Great Depression.
Okay, so are you thinking that as we get through the 2027-ish, in that area, we're going to have a three-way low again?
No. That 2007 will be the fourth time in American history when we have a double crossover, two cycles going into a brief period of crisis at the same time. But that is crossing up, and that's going to bring a high for the latter 30s and the 2040s. Look at the three times we had two cycles in crisis at the same time. 1901, when McKinley was shot, by the way, but we had a national collapse of the banking system. It almost wiped it out. Then the next one was in 1929. That speaks for itself. The next one was in 1973, the beginning of the oil crisis. The Watergate affair led to the resignation of the president, most of his cabinet, and that began a reform era of shakeup of the FBI and the CIA and so forth. We are now entering into a minor crisis of 2013 and a downward era of reform. In other words, the heyday is about to be over.
Okay. Are you looking for peaks to occur early next year on an economic basis?
On an economic basis, any peaks that you see could end as of March 21 on. So if you're reaping some profits now, okay, fine. After that, you're skating on thin ice.
Okay. That, now we got a hard date, March 21st.
March 21st. Of next year begins the vulnerability period. Now, note, I'm speaking macroeconomically again, that it's a one-year period, and it's anywhere during that period that you could find you're in crisis.
Okay.
And I can't tell you exactly when.
Before we go, we have a last question here I wanted to get out, and this was the power shifting from east to west at this time.
Yeah. Very quickly, I want to tell you that we were just talking about the cycles of the United States, and every nation has its rhythms. But in the world trends, moving even slower, there is a 500-plus year shift between East and West. This has been noted by famed researchers like Raymond Wheeler and so forth, noted in the Foundation for the Study of Cycles. I call it the 528-year intellectual cycle of world megarhythms, and here's the story. The intellectual cycle has just become high and rising as we're going through the world crisis we're in now to make the smart the leaders again. And China, which was used to be called the sleeping dragon, is rising, and India is rising with the emotional cycle also crossing up. So the obvious is going to remain true throughout this century and the next, while industrially based nations are going to become the end of the heyday for the working class, and we're going to become a little bit more towards peasantry.
Interesting. So we may end up dethroning our czars as we go down the road.
Well, one time, every nation of Europe was a world leader. We were a world leader. Now we're going to become a major player.
Okay, got it. We're going to have to go into that at another time. David, before you go, please give everybody a way to reach you. And you also have a radio show, so they can tune into that, too.
You can find everything you want about the upcoming show and some wonderful market people. Go to kalarhythms.org, kalarhythms.org. And you can see the upcoming shows on finance and everything else.
And thanks for posting that information. I'm looking at it on your social network page on our social network site. Thank you so much.
Come on your blog. Thank you, Michael.
My pleasure. All right, David Katzmeyer, creator of Kalarhythms, kalarhythms.org. Up next, Dean Soames, Vice President of Cross Capital Partners. We'll be right back after these messages.